Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got the Gunsmith in the house.
Woohoo!
We're going to talk some numbers from MCRGO, CPL numbers.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they keep going up.
They are going up, that's for sure. And we finally got the report, which is great. So here on the Gunsmith Show, we try to bring you a report every month from MCRGO, which is Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. It's a wonderful organization. I urge you to join them.
If you're going to be a gun owner, you should be responsible.
You should be responsible. That's right. So join them. Go to mcrgo.org and join them. You'll be glad you did. And I've been a member for over 25 years, or about 25 years now. So their CPL report, what happened was January, it didn't come out. I guess there was a lot going on in Lansing in January, and they couldn't do it. So it has been updated.
Mm-hmm.
And good news. As of February 1st, we're 857,655 CPL holders in the state of Michigan. And that's updated like with they take out the ones that are no longer able to carry and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good number.
It's a clean number.
Very clean number.
It's a scrubbed number.
Yes. It's gone through the Doge.
It's not like the voter rolls where once you're on them, you're never taken off.
Not like Chicago voter rolls, that's okay. For sure.
So this is the current number.
Yeah, and it's up since December's number. We're up by 4,000.
Okay.
So that's good. Steady growth, 2,000 a month going up. So that's it. That's a pretty prominent number, I think. And it shows that people are still very, very, you know, this whole show is going to kind of prove a point. People are extremely interested in guns in America. They're extremely interested in training and learning more about handling guns. And I heard an interesting report on the news a couple of days ago, and they were saying where a school, I think it was a superintendent of schools or something in one of the Metro Detroit suburbs, was visiting kindergarten classrooms and having really good talks with about guns to these kids. And in a show of hands, what kids felt they knew a lot about guns, they said in almost every classroom, every child raised their hand. And that's a testament to guns are in people's homes. We know that. Then the other thing they did was they gave away free locks to each child to take home to their parents. And they made them sign a little thing saying, I promise to give this lock to my parents so that they'll use it to help to create a more safe space.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
That's part of being a responsible gun owner, just making sure that they're
having them out kept away
from kids. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm proud of her for doing that. It doesn't sound like she was, leaning too hard left or too hard right. She was kind of right down the middle, so that's good. That's what it should be. Because you don't want to scare a kid off or those guns might literally save their lives. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So get your CPL, though, as soon as you can. Get signed up for the next class. Learn, train, and protect yourself and your family. So I did just check with Williams Gun Sight this week, and it looks like March has got some dates coming up that are going to work really good for them. They're going to have March 15th. This is for CPL classes, so you can get these on your schedule and get in there.
One-day classes.
You got to get in there and sign up plan on spending the whole day there.
It's March 15th. What day of the week is that? Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, March 15th. We're doing a heart screening that day.
Okay.
The 15th.
Yeah, because today's the 1st, so yeah, two weeks, 14 days. Yep. Yeah.
So, and then March 22nd, 7 days later. And then 7 days after that, March 29th, those are the 3 days this month. They are planning on doing CPL classes, but go to Williams, get signed up for it. They didn't have a sign-up sheet right at the front desk when I was there, but they'll be ready for you. But there's more news coming out of Williams for next week, too. We got some.
Yeah, there's no CPL class on the 8th. That's because the 8th is going to be Glock Day.
Yeah. Well, I got my hat on just in case.
Oh, you
I
do?
I hardly leave the house without a Glock hat or my Glock watch.
Oh, so, geez. You are
and I won't talk about the other outfitted Glocks on my body. So. but Glock Day is March 8th coming up. You're going to be hearing more about it here on US 103. You're going to be hearing some commercials for it. So plan on it. Get out there. Now, Friday through Sunday, next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, they're going to be doing some specials on Glocks. Factory rep will be there on Saturday. He's a good guy. I've worked with him several times, and they might even have two because the volume of people there is
they'll
so heavy.
Get a lot
heavy.
Of people, yeah.
For Glocks.
They'll get a good turnout.
It is.
Plus, they're gonna anybody that shows up Saturday can register free drawing, free registration.
Yeah.
They're gonna give away a Glock, pistol that day.
Well, let's hope it's a good one because I'm gonna be there. I'll be there on the 8th.
Gotcha.
So I'll head over there right after the show next week and get over there and check it out. But the following week, we got to do something different. So,
yeah.
But we'll figure that out because I got to be at that heart screening all the way out in Marlette. So all good stuff. So back to CPLs. Go to mcrgo.org and join today. Like I said, they specialize in doing CPL classes as well. They do some real special ones all over the state. Not affiliated with Williams or anything, but they're good people.
They do classes as well?
Yeah, they actually teach the instructors.
Oh.
So, now, my buddy Steve, if you're an NRA member, you'll see that you got a document in the mail in the past month that says you are a voting member, so vote. And Steve is on there, Steve Doolin from MCRGO. I talked to him on Wednesday this week, and he's doing good. And I wanted to go over him with on some of the things we have to vote for as NRA members. And it was kind of funny. He goes, John, I forgot to vote. I actually forgot to vote myself. And so he got his ballot out at the same time, and we voted together. But he is one of our directors. We only have two in Michigan that are running right now to be directors of the NRA. There's a ton of guys from Ohio and Arizona and Wyoming.
When's the vote?
You got to have it in the mail, postmarked by April 6th. And I think they let it all be known in May at the big conference in Indianapolis, which I'm trying to go to. So that, God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be at that. So that's at the NRA conference.
Mm-hmm.
So and if
these would be
member,
the new members of the board for the NRA,
right? And Steve's already a member now; he's running for re-election, Steve Doolin, and he's been on this show several times. So He's the one that feeds me all the information behind the scenes. And in the next segment, I got more behind the scenes numbers from him, and they did a deep dive, what they're calling it, into the Crime Prevention Research Center's report on guns. So that's going to be coming up here real soon too. So I remember you can always email me shooter@thegss.com, and shooter@thegss.com gets an email directly to me. I will respond to you as quick as I can if you have a question about guns or if a gun's value or anything like that. And I'm still taking responses on my question last week of what would you like to see in a raffle. If we did a gun raffle, not if, it's we're going to do one, but we want to see what you're looking for in a raffle so we can put a raffle together that piques on everybody's interest. I'm seeing so many of these things that just they do a gun and then they throw a $100 bill in between them and a gun and a $200 bill. Or I don't want to just give away money. The objective is for us to make money for our nonprofit. So, I want to give out things that, I want to have things out there. People are going to say, I got to buy these tickets. So that's what I'm up to. So how are we doing time-wise? Are we good? We got more time?
Out of time.
We're out of time?
No, we have plenty of time.
Oh, we have plenty of time. All right, good. Well, so in the past week, I have been doing a lot of reloading, Dan. And that always makes me happy. When I can take a little bit of time, go down, knock out some 9s or some 45s, but I've been loading some more 300 blackouts. I've been processing brass like mad. So because my shooting season's coming up, I do a lot of shooting and I do a lot of reloading in the winter. And I know with this weather change this week, and we had like 58 degrees one day this week.
Did it get that high?
It did. That's what it said on my dashboard. Mm-hmm. I was driving, but I saw it.
Mine said 52. I saw 51, 52. But yeah, it's been great to see the sun out, and you start to feel it coming.
Yeah.
But with the wind, it's still pretty cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. So it's not a great day today for weather, but you can't kick it out of bed. It is what it is. We live in Michigan. So but it seems like when the weather breaks a little bit, I don't spend as much time in my reloading room.
Well, sure.
And I get out and I do more shooting. And plus, health-wise, It always feels better when you don't have to bundle up to go to the range and sure. shake off the cold and go in and shoot.
Yeah.
Because I'm a coffee drinker. If you drink too much coffee, you know what happens? You shake when you shoot. And you're not as accurate as you should be.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you can't do like a monster and then go shoot. Yeah, no. I guess you could if you wanted to. But
yeah.
But you don't want to have that shakiness, you know, of having too much caffeine in your system. So you got to be careful. You got to plan your trip to the range. And that's why a lot of times, like over at Williams, at the gun clubs, the leagues, those guys get out and shoot at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. You're mellow. You're a little calm. They take an hour out of work, and they go in and shoot. And then, you know, even a lot of the employees there are on that league. And they kept bugging me to join. And I just didn't this time. I said, no, I'm going to hold off. And then they're bugging me at Flushing Pistol Club to join, too, because they got that's a Thursday night league, and unfortunately, it's like an IDPA league, so it's a Defensive Pistol Association league. It's a very interesting league. It's a combat league where you got to come out from behind barricades and shoot. Yeah, John Wick in it, you know. So
yeah.
And so the problem is
girl with pigtails. You don't shoot her.
I'm in an exercise.
The guy with the bandana. You shoot him.
Yeah, you shoot the guy with the bandana. That's it. So I'm in an exercise program on Thursday nights, so I can't go to that.
Oh, an exercise program.
Exercise program.
Oh, it's an exercise program that you're in on Thursday nights.
Thursday nights.
What kind of exercise is it?
It's called line dancing.
Oh.
So. But, you know, I do get to wear cowboy boots and act like
no,
a redneck.
Don't.
So.
No, you don't wear cowboy
no,
boots.
No, I just wear
tennies.
Boots. I
do you wear boots?
I
do you have to have boots on when you do the line dancing thing?
Well, to blend in, I think you do.
Okay.
And I'm not the type of guy that has like penny loafers and can wear bell bottoms and cover it up and fake it. So I told my wife, I said, you keep this up, I'm going to go buy a new pair of cowboy boots. So
yeah.
She says, well, we're going and you don't need boots.
Wow.
And she didn't give me a PO for boots.
Oh, geez.
So,
I mean, but insist that you go though.
But she insists that I go. And then she laid Our Lady.
Mary, we're going to have to talk. I mean, if he's going line dancing, how can he not have cowboy boots?
That's right. She doesn't want them, but I do. So now she even sicked a couple of her friends on me.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh, we heard you're in line dancing class. Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, yeah, not so much. But
next segment, we're going to talk about John's line dancing moves.
No, we're not. It's a boot scooting boogie time. Let's boogie to this commercial, and then we'll come back.
We'll be right back. More. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.